We're doing the Drashot Aran, and the Drashot Aran had said that we have three places where the Torah says, check it out really well. And the Gemara gives one interpretation. The Aran says, I'd like to suggest something else. Shelefichach nechtvu ala alshonot beile amkumot bilvad. The reason this term of telling the courts, verify it well, appears here. La'ir otanu shekol davar shemtziutot rachok. אין ראוי שיאמינו השופטים שיענישו הנחשד עליו. אלא אחר דרישה גדולה. The Torah describes things which are far-fetched. A whole city decided to go serve an idol. You have witnesses. I'm telling you it happened. Says the Torah, maybe. Check it out really well. What the Torah is saying is to the courts. And obviously by inference we should also think that way. If someone tells you something that sounds far-fetched to you, so don't just check it out and say, oh, two witnesses walked in, it must be true. Check it out really well. Because your logic carries a lot of weight. And if you think it's not likely and it doesn't make sense, don't be quick to accept it. Ah, the Torah said, believe two witnesses. So here the Torah told you, but here I want you to check it out really well. They're telling you something that sounds far-fetched. Then, safek shen batorah avera yoter chamura me'avodah zarah, undoubtedly, the worst transgression in Torah is idol worship. And because it's so serious, then you think that it's pretty uncommon that people would fall in this. It's really not fitting you would think that someone went down that route. It's very serious to become a pagan. That's why in this area the Torah says, you check it out really well before you say so-and-so did something pagan. And then you have something that's even more far-fetched. That a whole city decided, let's go serve an idol. That's why the Torah goes on and on with regards to that city. The Torah uses many words about how much you have to check it out. The Torah seemingly repeats itself. It says, "V'darashta, check it out. V'chakarta, research it. V'shalta itev, ask really good questions." Why does the Torah go into all that detail? You told me, research it, verify it. No. Torah goes from every angle. Check it out. Lefi she'inyan rachok metziuto, because it's really, really, really far-fetched. Mipnei chomer avera, because it's such a serious transgression. Umipnei yot nichshalem merubim, because they're telling you so many people did it. V'lachen en ra'ui she'yamin rak achar tachlit ha'chakira. And that's why you shouldn't really believe that such a thing happened unless you've really invested the essence of verification. But if you hear that one person did it, that's not as far-fetched as the mass is doing it. That's why here, the Torah doesn't go as far as it does about a whole city. When it comes to an individual, the Torah tells you, you should check it out well. When it comes to a whole city, the Torah says, "V'darashta v'chakarta v'shalta itev." You will check it out. You will research it. You will ask really good questions. Ve'af al pichen mipnei shemetzoi shechad nichshal ba'avodah zarah yoter rachok mimatzu nichshal b'shar averot nechomer shema lefichach nichtav v'darashta itev. But the concept still exists that it's pretty far-fetched to find a Jew who decided to become a pagan. And that's why the Torah says, even for an individual, check it out. Don't be quick to believe it. To teach us that you really shouldn't suspect someone did this. You really shouldn't be quick to punish a Jew for doing this, because it should be something so foreign that you realize, I better really do my homework here before I believe, even though two witnesses walked into court. But before I believe them, I have to do really good research. So those are two examples. What about the third? The third was the concept of Edim Zomimim. You remember, two witnesses walk in and say, Jack killed on Sunday, and we saw him, and we warned him, and we told him he'll get the death penalty, and he did it anyways. And after their testimony was accepted, and the courts gave a ruling, okay, we're going to give Jack the death penalty, sometime between that decision and the execution, two witnesses walk in and say, that Sunday when you claim he did it, you were with us, you couldn't have seen it. Now, this can apply to any testimony. It could be monetary, It could be they're testifying that Jack was Michal Shabbos. Could be anything. And even so, if after the court came to a ruling, before the court administered the punishment or the ruling, if during that pause witnesses walk in and say you were with us at that time, then there's a special mitzvah, give the original witnesses the punishment they meant to administer. So we discussed previously that this is a unique halacha. Ordinarily we would say if I have conflicting witnesses, then I don't know what to do. I pick up my hand and say, I don't know. Someone's lying here. I don't know who. I can't do anything. Here the Torah says, believe the second set, punish the first set, and you could even end up killing the first set, depending on which punishment they wanted to administer. So there's something very unique about this mitzvah. And with regards to Edim Zomimin, the Torah uses the same term it used about an individual doing idol worship. V'dareshu ha-shofetim etev. The judges should check this out well. Here the Torah told you, it should be far-fetched, but not as far-fetched as a whole city. So we have to understand, why is this far-fetched? It's not like Avodah Zarah. It's not because it's such a severe transgression like idol worship. You have other transgressions which are just as serious. Why over here did the Torah say, check it out really well? This is where we'll pick up, Bezrat Hashem, next week. I want to end just with one interesting point. When we say paganism is so severe, it's because at the root of everything we do is the idea that Hashem gave us the Torah. There's one Hashem, and we're doing His Torah. It's one thing, we say it every morning, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's at the root of everything we do. Well, we have to realize that there's another mitzvah that's as severe as this mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah to marry a Jewish wife. Just as paganism is at the root, and if a person suddenly entertains the idea that there's a deity, there's a god worth worshiping, there's an idol, whatever it is, so then if a person entertains the thought that he's worshiping something else other than Hashem, then they're uprooting everything they're doing. You can't keep Shabbos if you're saying, yeah, but maybe Zeus created the world, so I'm keeping Zeus as Shabbos. Every mitzvah is right away tainted and undone when a person is willing to accept the idea of other forces in the world. Well, you know what? Marrying a non-Jewish wife also creates a reality where one's children are not Jewish, and then oneself will also quickly lose every mitzvah. And that's why the idea of marrying Jewish is so important. If there's a mitzvah we have to be so careful about, it's to ensure that the places we work, it's to ensure that the places we go to school, the people we socialize with, they're going to be people who are Jewish. I should end up marrying Jewish. And this also means that when you guys are dating, you have to check out before you get married, and maybe even before you get engaged, that the girl's Jewish. So you'll tell me, but she has a great name, Ariella. Could Ariella be a non-Jew? Maybe her father's Israeli? Her mother's Mexican? What do you know? I'm saying, you don't know if she's Jewish or not. I'm saying right now, there's, I think, an Ariella district attorney in Florida, a non-Jewish woman called Ariella. I think she's some kind of a national attorney in Florida. So that's, I'm saying that that's a proof.
I know Yaakov Israel is not Jewish.
Yeah.
Jacob Israel in America, his mother's not Jewish.
Sure. Yeah. I had a friend. I had a friend, Jacob Cohen, who was not Jewish, right? His father was Jewish. His mother wasn't.
You know what's so fascinating about what you say, though? The Ran is the one, right, who's saying this. And we learned here, the Ran said, you know, you used just your logic at that time. Ozar is the way to go. So as much as he says how mistaken and wrong it is, he totally understands how, if you just go with the flow and you don't have the guides and the structure in place, it makes perfect sense. Same in America. Most people don't feel like they're doing anything seriously wrong when they get married.
the Jewish the same way they were before. They go to one house on Pesach, the other house here for dinner, the other house for
I just want to tell you, yesterday I was at the Kotel, and I Gutman Lax and I are friends ever since he videotaped me. I didn't know he was videotaping me then. Gutman Lax. He has videos, he has millions of viewers. So I was once coming to the Kotel with my kids, and he offered me a loaf and an asterisk. I said, great, I want to shake loaf and asterisk. So I'm about to shake it, and he stops me, and he says, do it besimcha. So I smiled, and I smiled to make him happy, but I put my heart into it, and then I shook. Now, what I didn't know was that at the other side, he had a videotape, and it was all videoing me. So a year or two later, I start getting emails from people, hey, I saw you on Gutman Lax's video. I said, okay, was it a good video? Was I behaving myself, right? So they said, yeah, you're shaking. Okay, fine, if that's how I show up, fine. So ever since then, when I come to the Kotel, I go over and I tell him hello. So I was talking to him yesterday, and two young men came over, two Jewish young men, whom he had put tefillin on them. And as they were taking them off, he said to them, guys, one thing remember, marry Jewish. So one guy says, yeah. And the other guy doesn't want to answer him. So he says, you're going to marry Jewish, right? And the other guy's like, taking off his tefillin, let's end this conversation. So I said, I just want to tell you one thing to the guy who didn't want to answer. I said, you're Jewish, right? He said, yeah. I said, the only reason you're Jewish is because for the last 3,000 years, your mother and her mother and her mother and her mother were all Jewish. And Gutman corrects me and he says, 4,000. So I said, okay, for 4,000 years, all your grandparents were careful to marry Jewish, and that's why you're a Jew. You have to ask yourself what kind of link you're going to be to the next generation. I'm just saying, coming back to the Ran, it's the idea of paganism might be foreign to us today. We have an equally severe prohibition about intermarrying, which is the same thing. It's the same level. And that's where we have to take the concept of the Ran and make sure we apply it in our lives and with our children.